Welcome to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Tech Talk is your very own personal guide to the latest and greatest in technology. And it doesn't matter if your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, or if your cell phone is so old it has a rotary dial on it, ba-dum-bum. We explain everything here in plain English, and explain, of course, how technology can enrich your life, which it can. Popular topics on Tech Talk include cool websites, computers, digital cameras, MP3 players, video games, and home-based consumer electronics like high-definition televisions, something that'll be very popular tonight with the Super Bowl game, and stereos. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam web cameras. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with Microsoft LifeCam web cameras. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Well, if my email is any indication, there's one topic Tech Talk listeners have been asking for over the past few months, and that's for a great websites show. Something that we used to do often on Tech Talk when the show ran at 6 p.m. on Sundays, Sunday evenings. And this is where we open the lines and ask you to call in and share your favorite websites that you'd love to tell the rest of the GTA about. And yes, it can be your own website that you want to plug, but of course, I don't want you to just tell me a very cool website that we should visit in cyberspace, but why we should check it out. How is it any better than other websites of its kind? And of course, I'll share a few of my new favorites as well. I'll tell you what giveaways I've got for today's show in a moment, but the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, that's a free call on your cell phone. Again, to call in and share your favorite websites in cyberspace and why, the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010. That's if you're in the Toronto area. Toll-free outside of the GTA, just punch in 1-800-561-CFRB. Or on your cell phone, it's also free, *8255. That's *TALK. It's a free call, and we'll have you talking to Jill Malbo, our wonderful screener, and she'll put you on hold, and we'll get to you on the air. Now, as a little thank you from us here at Tech Talk and News Talk 1010 CFRB, to you, our valued listener, we've got two great prize packs to give away this hour. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win the first prize pack, which consists of Microsoft's Natural Wireless Laser Mouse 6000. That's Microsoft's Natural Wireless Laser Mouse 6000, valued at $100. This is a very comfortable wireless mouse that you can use with either Windows or Mac PCs. And a game I'm going to pair it with from PopCap, called Zuma Deluxe. This is an award-winning game of the year. It's one of those casual puzzle games that you can play, but this is the full unlocked version on CD. And if you've never played Zuma Deluxe, the best way to describe it is that you play as this stone toad, all right? Okay, just work with me for a second. You play as this sort of stone frog or toad, and you move your mouse around, and it swivels 360 degrees, and you're in the center of the screen. Around you is a kind of snaky pattern of colored balls, and you've got to shoot colored balls out of the frog's mouth, so that it makes at least three in a row of the same color around you. So if you see two or three red balls together, then you want to shoot a red ball towards it, and it causes them to explode. What you don't want to happen is for this snaked sort of chain of colored balls is to reach the end, and then it's game over. So you have to eliminate all the balls. It's really hard to explain, but really fun to play. You might have played the first Zuma. This is Zuma Deluxe. So I'm going to give this away for free with the wireless laser mouse 6000 to the first caller after 6:30. And then the last caller of the day just before 1 p.m. is also going to win the same prize pack, a very comfortable ergonomic mouse from Microsoft valued at $100, and a copy of Zuma Deluxe from our friends at PopCap Games. So there you go. Just as a little thank you for calling in and sharing your favorite websites in cyberspace and why. Now, I don't care what the website is about, so long as it's clean. This is a family-friendly show. We all know that there's some inappropriate material out there on the World Wide Web. That's putting it delicately. You might want to share a great place to watch the U.S.-based Super Bowl commercials that we won't see in Canada tonight. You might have a great website for real estate to check the value of your home or other homes, the best place to download games, a great website for gas prices in the GTA, your favorite recipe website. Love to hear it. I can tell you mine, epicurious.com, E-P-I-C-U-R-I-U-I-O-U-S. Get this. You can click off with your mouse ingredients that you've got in your kitchen, like, I don't know, you might click off chicken breast, paprika, pepper, and green peppers, and it'll tell you what you can make with those ingredients. How cool is that? Talk about interactive. You want to tell me about your favorite travel deal website? Anything is fair game. Would love to hear from you. Even if it's your own website, you just have to sell us on why it's worth checking out. With billions of web pages out there, tell us why we should visit yours. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Now, you might have heard Chris McCusker telling you that I found a website where you can watch free movies online. This place is amazing. I don't know if it's legal. I'm being honest with you right now. You can seriously just start watching a movie on this website. You click which movie you want to watch, and it starts playing. It's called Jooks, JOOX.net. Jooks, JOOX.net. And you can just click on movies like Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, Remember the Titans, Bourne Ultimatum, Wrong Turn 2, that horror movie sequel, and it just starts playing. All you need is a free plugin. It's called DivX, D-I-V-X. A lot of you already have it. Just go to DivX.com, download this player, and make sure you select web plugin. And then when you go to Jooks.net, it just starts playing movies that you click on. And they also have TV shows, stand-up comedy routines, documentaries, music videos. It's amazing. So it's Jill Melboff, our screener, just buzzed in my ear and said, "This is wicked." See, this is what I want. While you're listening to the show, if you're at home, not in your car, check out some of these websites we're talking about, because this is crazy how you could just start watching a DVD quality movie with the click of your mouse, okay? Jooks.net. I don't know what country it's in. I'm not going to tell you that you should be doing this, but it's one of those really cool websites you got to check out. And on a related note, Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, told me about a website that lets you do sort of the same thing but focuses on TV shows, but it does have movies and others as well. It's called tv-links.cc. Again, that's TV as in television, hyphen, L-I-N-K-S dot C-C, not dot com, dot C-C. And you simply click on a TV show you're a fan of, like 24 or Family Guy or Prison Break, and it just starts showing the movie. Again, you need this DivX web plugin or else it'll tell you that it won't work. But all you need is to go to divx.com. There you go. That's from Dwayne Bishop, tv-links.cc. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we return, speaking of Jill, our screener who you talk to when you call, she's going to come in and tell us about a music-related website that you have to check out if you're a fan of music, and it doesn't matter the genre. She's going to tell you why it's a super cool website. I'm going to tell you what it is when we return, and of course, jump right to the lines so we can hear from you, your favorite website and why, and don't forget about our great prizes beginning after 12:30. But right now, it is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting about your favorite websites on the internet. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area, or *8255 on your cell phone. Just call us up and share your favorites. We've already got a bunch of calls asking for me to repeat the first couple of websites that we already plugged. So, you know, make sure you got a pen ready, because this hour you're going to hear about a lot of very cool websites that you're going to want to check out, and you're going to not be in a place to write them down. If you're not in a place to write them down, you can give us a call or email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. The first two we talked about were jooks.net, J-O-O-X.net, for streaming movies, and tv-links.cc for streaming TV shows. Streaming meaning you don't have to download it before you start watching it. You click a button and it starts streaming. I would recommend a high-speed connection to ensure a smooth experience. Not to mention, you do need that free plugin. It's called DivX, D-I-V-X. So you first want to go to divx.com, download and install the player, then go to these websites. And you know, there's something about word of mouth when it comes to sharing websites that makes it really appealing, because that's where you hear the coolest websites. You're at a, you know, you're chatting at the water cooler and you're like, oh, have you ever checked out that site, blah, blah, blah. And just a bit of history on me. This is how I got into radio. In 96, I approached a rock station I listened to in the Toronto area. And I said, listen, you know, this internet thing is really cool. I have no broadcast experience, but I would love to, you know, host a show. you know, nothing stops me. I said, I'd love to host a show and just tell your listeners about what's cool on the internet every week. Let's do it. And they're like, okay. So, and that was born. It was called Mark's Web Watch. Every Monday, I would call into, then it was called CFNY, and I would call and talk to Alan Cross on the air and just talk about the best websites of the week. And that was really, that got my start in radio, just like that. No broadcast experience, if you can't tell. All right, well, let's go to the lines. I've got some great prizes to give away after 12:30, a wireless mouse from Microsoft, the Laser Mouse 6000, and a game called Zuma Deluxe. That prize pack will go to the first caller in about 10 minutes, and then we'll do it again at the end of the hour. But let's start with Rashid in Hamilton. Hi, Rashid.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Appreciate your calling today.
Yes, thank you. Best chatting is like for chatting is MSN Messenger.
For what? MSN for
Messenger for best chatting.
For best chatting.
Yeah, voice quality and the quality of video quality.
Yeah.
And also the priceline.com for good saving like a hotel and airline ticketing.
Okay, priceline.com. And that's for checking prices on for travel, yeah?
For travel. Very, and, very and, cool website.
And MSN for chatting, so MSN Messenger. And now it's called Windows Live Messenger, but a lot of people still call it MSN. I mean, just that's sort of the slang now. It's just called MSN. And you can go to msn.ca, a site that I contribute to, and they'll have a link there to download Windows Live Messenger. And that's for free chatting over the internet, whether you want to type, talk, or have a video chat. And Rashid says he thinks it's got the best quality for phone calls around the world. And it's true. All you need on both ends is Windows Live Messenger, which is free. And all you need is a little microphone, and you can chat with others. Thanks, Rashid. Good suggestion there. Let's go to Doug from downtown Toronto. Hey, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Happy Sunday.
I've got a couple of questions. First of all, I'd like to tell your listeners about a new website that just went up Wednesday. I should have told your screen that, but it's it's CASN.
Yep.
The Canadian Amateur Sports Network dash RSAC, Le Réseau Sport Amateur Canadian. So it's CASN-RSAC.ca.
Okay, great.
And that's dedicated to Canadian amateur sport. And I think a lot of people who play a lot of sports or don't follow the Olympians or anything like that would get a lot of information off that.
Thanks, Doug.
Good. Now, my question is, what are some of the best search engines that you've used? Other than Google and MSN and things like that.
Right. Okay. So Google, I've got the Google toolbar installed. So I use that because that way I don't have to get off my website that I'm on in order to search something. So I love and I highly recommend to download toolbars. I also use LiveSearch, live.com, which is Microsoft. And I found a really neat one, Doug, last week called Redzee, R-E-D-Z-E-E. And what's cool about this site is, I don't know if you've ever seen this flip 3D animation that is popular now with some iPods, where they call them album flow or cover flow, where you scroll a photo around in a 360-degree pattern. It's 3D. Well, Redzee lets you do that with your results. So let's say you type in golden retriever. Now you're going to see, and you use your mouse, or you use your mouse to like sort of turn it like a Rolodex. It's hard to explain, but horizontally, and you can see a snapshot, a photo of that website, and then you just double click it to enlarge it full screen. So it's a very futuristic 3D way of surfing the net and searching for something. That's called Redzee, R-E-D-Z-E-E. And that's one of the neatest websites that I found for search. But of course, the regulars, you know, Yahoo and Microsoft, which maybe one in the same, of course, if you've heard the news last week. Microsoft put a bid to acquire Yahoo. And, you know, of course, live.com, which is Microsoft and Google. Good stuff there. All right. You know, before we go to our next break, I want to chat with Jill Malbouf, our screener. She's in the studio. Hey, Jill.
Hey.
You have a website that you were telling me about, and I've heard about it, but I've never used it. And I'm a huge music lover. Tell us a favorite website of yours that our listeners can really get into.
As a big fan of music, I check out lastfm.com. It's lastfm.com.
Actually, I don't even think you need the .com.
Yeah,
I don't think you
do as well.
It's just last.fm.
Yeah, it's...
So instead of .com, it's .fm. As in FM radio. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great website. Like, it allows you to click any of your favorite artists. You can check out all the music by your favorite artists. You can buy music. It's also a social network, so you can talk to people about the latest albums. Basically, like, any artist that is your favorite artist, you can find out all the information that you need to know.
So it's not just indie music, independent.
No, it's everything. Like, all popular music is on that site.
Okay, so whether you're into alternative or classical music, you go to the site, you can click what the 10 most listened to songs are. Can you actually hear it?
Yes, you can, and you can create playlists. And it's better than any kind of other music site that I've been familiar with in the past. It's just, it's a lot more detailed.
It's like a custom radio station.
Exactly, you can make your own radio station. I don't know if you're familiar probably with Pandora, but Pandora is only in the States, so this is kind of like a good alternative for Canadians to use.
Awesome, thanks, Jill. There you go, Jill Malbouf, our wonderful screener. Thanks for coming on. Last.fm, if you're a music fan, that's a great one to bookmark. Sounds awesome. And I'm actually on the site right now. It does look very, very cool. Hey, we got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to give away our first prize pack. And, of course, go back to the lines and hear your favorite websites and why. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with Microsoft LifeCam web cameras. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Hey, we're speaking about the best websites in cyberspace today on this Super Bowl Sunday. Whether they're football related, cooking related, gardening, travel, doesn't matter. We want to hear what your favorite websites are and why. As a little thank you, we're giving away a Microsoft Natural Wireless Laser Mouse 6000, which works with both PCs and Macs. That's going to the next caller, along with a copy of Zuma Deluxe, a family-friendly computer game from PopCap Games, and that's for Windows Windows computers. And then we're going to give away that same prize pack again to the last caller before 1 p.m. Bit of a clarification. One of our callers said that one of his favorite websites was Priceline.com for travel deals, flight and hotels. It doesn't work if you, and I just tried this during the commercial break, I wanted to see how much it was going to give me a flight to Vegas for with a hotel room, and it does not work from a Canadian airport to an American destination. So it's only within the U.S. So scratch Priceline. There are many other websites like Expedia.ca that do the same thing, and they can give you the best deal possible with one stop, no stops, to your favorite destination with a hotel or a rental car or just on its own. So I would go to Expedia.ca instead of Priceline.com, because I tried typing in Toronto. It said, sorry, American, you know, American airports only. So sorry about that, but thanks anyways for the suggestion. We'd love to hear from you. Your favorite websites, of course, CFRB.com lets you listen to live CFRB programming anywhere in the world. You've got an internet connection. A friend of mine, Erica M., good friend of mine, love her website, yummymummysite.com. She, Erica M., of course, you remember her from the Much Music days and the Life Network with Real Life. Well, Erica's new project is this Yummy Mummy Club. If you're an attractive, and I mean that both internally and externally, mom and very confident and want to read all something that is really tailored to you, this is a great website, yummymummysite.com. Something my wife likes to read. She's a yummy mummy. I have to say so myself. So let's hear from you, your favorite websites, and let's start with Neil, our first prize winner. Neil from Thornhill, congratulations.
Hi.
Hi, yes, you won. I don't know who you whispered to, but you won, Neil. I heard,
yeah,
I won. You did win, congrats.
Thank you. My favorite website is a new one called n49.ca. And it's a combination of business listing and business reviews and social networking all in one.
Okay, N as in Norman, 49.ca.
As in north of the 49th parallel.
I get
it. Geared to Canada. And people can review restaurants in Toronto, upload videos, and share their experiences. Restaurants, movers, limousine services, it's everything.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I can see here some reviews of restaurants. Something that I tend to go to the internet to read reviews these days, not just look at their menu, but I tend to read, you know, feedback from other customers before I go to a new restaurant.
Right, and I think this is the only one I found where people can actually upload videos and photos.
So what are they uploading? A video review? Well, what are they? What's the actual videos they're uploading?
They're uploading a video a review of what they that they take pictures of the food or whatever.
Okay.
And, if it's a club, they might take a short video of everyone having fun. And they just finished a contest where they gave away 10 iPhones, one a week. But I'm sure they said they're going to have a new contest coming up to get people to make more reviews.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the recommendation, Neil, and congratulations on your prize. That's n49.ca. It's kind of like Facebook meets, you know, restaurant reviews and other establishments, not just restaurants in Canada. Great stuff. So there you go, n49.ca. We do have another prize pack to give away to the last caller of Tech Talk before 1 p.m., which will consist of a $100 wireless mouse from Microsoft and Zuma Deluxe. So stay on the line if you've called in and you're on hold. And we'll go to Mike next in Burlington. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Fine. How many hours a week would you estimate you spend surfing the internet?
Quite a few. Too many.
Myself as well. I found myself watching less and less TV these days and just surfing away.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorites?
I use three sites quite often. I've got Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Opinions.
Opinions, right. Not opinions, right.
Opinions. And also, there's a good, I find a good place for technical stuff like MP3 players and stereo equipment is CNET.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. CNET.com. Yeah, they've got video reviews of electronics and written reviews, things like digital cameras, MP3 players, TVs, computers. Yeah, that's a great website. Now, tell me, Amazon.ca is the Canadian version. Now, do you buy things on there, or are you only reading reviews?
Mostly, I find it. I don't think they sell to. I think it's an American site.
Yeah, they do have Amazon.ca. I've bought things from there before.
Have you?
Yeah,
so, but mostly it's the American side. I go on there mostly to review stuff, and it's excellent. They have all kinds of consumer reports, you know.
Right. And similarly, ePinions is also a website that is designed to let consumers review products instead of experts.
That's right. And, and another one I found very useful, too, Mark, is Circuit City's website.
Circuit City. Okay.
If you're looking for cameras or any equipment, they normally have customer feedback on there, stacks of customer feedback, which is very useful.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Mike.
You have a good day, Mark.
You too. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Great suggestions. And that's just one example of how you can use the internet is to research your purchase before you make it to make sure that you can read feedback from other people. It's a wonderful resource for that. What did we do before the internet when we wanted to buy something? It was just word of mouth. Like, you know, hey, anybody buy this camera? Or you have to rely on the salesperson to tell you if it's a good one or not. Obviously, this is a much better way to do it. Speaking of tech reviews, I know what site Mary is talking about from the beach. Hey, Mary, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. Your favorite website is also about, is it also some technical help?
Yeah, you may have heard of her. Have you, Kim Commando?
I have heard of her. We are both columnists. We're both syndicated columnists with the same organization in the U.S., Gannett News Service. Kim Commando's website is fantastic because it translates tech speak into, you know, geek speak into street speak. She's very good at making sense of technology. Is that why you like reading her columns?
Oh, well, I do. I listen to her on the radio, and I have her newsletters,
right.
Free newsletters.
That's right. You can sign up, and she gives you advice. It's kind of like the Dear Abby of the tech world.
Right. She's very, very good.
She is very good. I'm glad you called.
And I like health information, too, like, you know, all kinds of headache health information, like all kinds of things.
On her site as well?
Well, her site, but she gives a lot of tips, too.
Right. That's right. That's right. If anybody, thank you very much for calling in, Mary. If anybody's interested, Kim Commando's show and newsletter subscription starts at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. Commando.com for Kim Commando. She is excellent. She's an American-based, U.S.-based tech expert who explains everything in plain English, whether it's what to look for when you're buying a GPS navigation unit or tips on getting more out of your digital photography. Really good stuff. Hey, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from our Tech Talk listeners your favorite websites and why. It could be your own site. That's fine. But you got to explain to me and the rest of the GTA why we should be checking it out. And we're inching closer towards our second prize pack, Wireless Mouse 6000 from Microsoft and a copy of Zuma Deluxe, the family-friendly computer game. We got to take another short break. When we return, more to the call, we're going to get back to the calls and more on the best websites in on the internet. All right, the time is 12:40. Thank you very much, Dwayne. Let's check in. I thought it was just me stumbling today. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. The best websites in cyberspace is our theme for today. On Tech Talk, we're asking you, our listeners, to share your favorite destinations on the internet and why. And we've already heard some terrific ones. Last.fm, a social networking site meets Music Haven. TV-links.cc to stream television shows over the internet. So you don't have to download it before you watch it. They just start playing. We've talked about CFRB's own website, which not, of course, not only can you read about the personalities behind the microphone, but listen to CFRB anywhere in the world for free over the internet. N49.ca for reviews, MSN for chatting for free over the internet, epinions.com, great stuff. We have another prize pack to give away to the last caller, a wireless mouse 6000 from Microsoft and a copy of Zuma Deluxe, the computer game. Let's hear from you, your favorite website and why. Could be Super Bowl related. If you know where to watch some of the best TV, US-based commercials that are going to air tonight, let us know where it is. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Nathan on the line from Mississauga. Hey, Nathan, thanks for holding on.
Hey.
Do you have a favorite website?
Yeah, hotwire.com.
Hotwire, okay. What can you do there?
It's basically about hotel. It tells you all about, like, the best deals on hotel reservations for your vacation and, like, car rentals and flight and everything.
Hotwire.com. Now, I was talking about a one earlier that didn't work from Canadian airports, Priceline.com. So this one does. You can type in Toronto and then say Miami, and it'll tell you, you know, the cheapest rates to get there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Hotwire.com. Appreciate it. I just, that was Nathan from Mississauga. That's great. And my mouth is watering. If you're thinking of having, or if you are, holding a Super Bowl party tonight, I'm reading this recipe for Jamaican jerk chicken wings on epicurious.com. This is my favorite cooking site. It's not just reviews that you could submit, because you can, but they're also pulled from Gourmet and Bon Appetit magazines. And there's a recipe here for Jamaican chicken wings, jerk wings, that looks and sounds amazing. A lot of these recipes are accompanied by videos, so you can see them prepare the dishes as well to really get your mouth watering before the big game tonight. All right, so let's, speaking of recipes, I think Sharon's got one, another recipe site to share. Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for calling today.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about a site called allrecipes.com. It's A-L-L-R-E-C-I-P-E-S. And it's a fabulous site. You can search by ingredients that you want in your dish or ingredients that you don't want.
What if you're, say, lactose intolerant or diabetic or you've got peanut allergies? Does it let you segregate? You know, I'm looking at some of the categories here. It looks like they've covered all their bases.
It's a fantastic site. Yes, you can say, I want something with nuts or without nuts.
Mm-hmm.
People can make their own comments and rate them, so they can rate them by 5 stars, and you
all
can
right.
read the reviews, and you can scale the size of a recipe. If it's 10 servings and you want it to be 4, it'll scale it
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I love that feature in websites, because, you know, because with traditional cookbooks, you have to make the adjustment yourself. Here, it takes all the guesswork out of it for you.
That's exactly right.
I'm reading one now, penne with red pepper sauce and broccoli. Mmm.
That sounds good.
That sounds very good.
And you can see they have a whole collection just for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I can see that often. I'm sure that's also very, it'll be like the opposite of the healthy site that I'm on right now. It has low carb, low calorie, low cholesterol, low fat, low sodium. I'm sure with the Super Bowl recipes, it's all fat, full cholesterol, artery hardening goodness. Super Bowl recipes. Yeah, there we go. Beer, drinks, chili, dips and spreads, meat appetizers, nachos, pizza, wings, and wraps. All right. Oh, man, am I hungry. My show's over in 13 minutes. I'm going to go get some lunch, and a big one at that. Let's go to John from Woodbridge. John, you're on News Talk 1010. Do you have a favorite website you find yourself visiting more often than others?
Good afternoon, Mark. I love all these sites that people are giving. I'm trying to jot them down as I'm waiting for my wife to come up. But my favorite site is Skype.
Skype, yeah.
Skype.com. John Donaby has spoken about it a few times, but I've been on this thing for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free long-distance provider. It's a phone service. I use it all the time. I've introduced friends of mine that are in the travel business. They love it because they've saved a fortune. My cousin has a business in Chile, he has saved thousands of dollars.
What a lot of people don't know, John, is that you can use Skype to make a call to a landline or cell phone, not just to another computer.
Now, exactly.
It does cost a few cents per minute, very reasonable.
Well, if you pay the initial $3 a month. But what I like to do is I like to call my for instance, this is one of the things I do. I call from my computer, my sister in Hamilton, my aunt in Richmond Hill, and my other aunt in California. Now, I get them in conference. They talk all they want. I go down and have a coffee.
Oh, that's so smart. That's very, very clever.
And then when they hang up, it doesn't cost them a penny.
Right.
I've already paid for the year, $20, whatever, for the year.
That's excellent.
And they can talk all they want. When I come back, the program is still running. They've hung up. I go on to something else. And it's fantastic. I talk to my friends. I call Australia for 2.1 cents a minute.
Wow. That's a great recommendation, John. I'm sorry to cut you off. We do have to take a commercial break. So Skype.com is one of John's favorites. It's similar to Windows Live Messenger in that you can chat by text, by voice, or with video if you have a web camera. Great stuff. Skype, SKYPE.com. We got to take another short break. When we return, going back to the lines and, of course, getting ready to give away our next prize pack. Stay with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with Microsoft LifeCam web cameras, and you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. We are talking today about your favorite websites and why. I got in a bit of heat with taxi drivers this past week. Why? Because on my blog, and let me plug my website if I may, sync-blog.com, sync-blog.com. I wrote about a website called worldtaximeter.com. This is called the first taxi fare calculator of its kind. So say you're traveling to San Francisco and you want to make sure you're not going to get ripped off by a cab driver that takes you from, say, the airport to your hotel. It'll give you a good estimate as to how much it should cost you. Okay? And there's a number of cities supported, like New York and Paris and Rome and Barcelona and Boston and London. So my headline, okay, maybe it was a bit sensational, but the headline on my blog was, "Don't get ripped off by a taxi driver again." Maybe that was a little harsh, because I haven't had the best luck as a journalist who travels a lot. So I had like 50 comments, many of whom are from cab drivers or cab car owners, saying that was, you know, more people have ripped us off than we've ripped off people and blah, blah, blah. I did not mean to offend anybody. But I think that if you want to get a good idea on how much something should cost you, then go to worldtaximeter.com, type in the city that you're going to and where you're going to be traveling to within there. And they combine Google, their maps program with this taxi calculator, if you will, that's localized, and it'll give you how much it should cost. There are, of course, other variables like weather and traffic and stuff, what time of day you're landing, but it's supposed to give you a very accurate reading. Worldtaximeter.com. Let's hear from you, your favorite websites. Let's go to Andrew in Guelph. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
That's good. Yeah, my favorite site is redflagdeals.com.
Redflagdeals.com.
Yes.
Is there a Canadian one, .ca?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Actually, I believe it is Canadian.
Okay, actually, I'm on there right now. Redflagdeals.com is Canadian, right?
Yeah. All Anyhow, right. It's nice because there's all these topics, and they're broken down in such like travel, electronics, home and garden, personal, and the nice one I like is the freebies. And then they're further broken down into like coupons, forum, like discussion areas. Then there's also search engines. So anything you need on there, you can probably find it. And if you're a bit late on getting coupons or flyers or whatever, the stuff's in there too.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That's good. And, you know, similarly, if you're interested in comparing electronic products, pricecanada.ca is a good one. Pricecanada.ca will also, you know, just type in the name of an MP3 player, for example, you're looking for. It'll tell you the best price out of, say, six or seven stores, which is a good one. The last caller and winner of the final prize pack is Shelley from downtown Toronto. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. We only have a moment.
I'm going to put my son on, okay?
Okay, we got to go quickly, though.
Brandon.
Okay. Hi, Brent. Brandon?
Hello.
Hi there. What's your favorite website, buddy?
It's IGN.com.
IGN.com for video game reviews.
Yeah, also they have reviews on television shows, movies, animations.
Right. That's right. Yeah. IGN.com. Love that website. They do review a number of things. I often go for their video game reviews. IGN is a Norman.com. Congratulations, Shelley, and your son. I think you said his name was Brandon. I put you on hold. Tell you to pick up your prize pack. All right. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got Christina Cherneski. Hi there.
Hi. What a nice day it
is. You're like wrangling some paper there. Are you stressed out today?
No, God, no. Okay. By no means. By no means. In fact, actually enjoying the day now that the snow has melted a little bit and things have calmed down. I loved Friday. That was a great snow day.
Yeah, it's fun when you're indoors.
Well, I was shoveling for most of it. Anyway, back to what we're doing today. We're going to start things off here on a rather somber note. Yesterday, two children who died on the Yellow Quill Reserve in Saskatchewan, where actually I used to be a reporter, they were laid to rest following the tragic, horrible death earlier in the week of them freezing. And we'll talk about why we see this problem on Native reserves and why some people are calling for an alcohol ban, which I don't think is going to work anyway. We'll take things up to Scarborough. Norm Kelly from Scarborough Community Council will join us as we talk about a new slogan for Scarborough. Everyone play nice on this one. And we've got a health show today, and Dr. Aples will join us as we talk about weight management.
Great. Wow, there you go. Lots of topics. Good stuff. Thank you, Christina. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Tech Talk and calling in with your favorite websites. Great show today. Thanks to Dwayne and Jill. Good stuff, guys. Stay tuned for Christina Cherneski coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.